Being bilingual is increasingly common in today's society. But what's it like to raise a bilingual child? One person who has experience of this is Margaret Bray. A native of Bristol in England, she is married to a German, Ingo, and lives in Munich with him and their two bilingual daughters, Helen, who is 16, and Lara, who is 12. We asked Margaret Bray what advice she had for parents who plan to raise their children bilingually.
Well, my first tip would be stay with it. Don't give up. I know people who have given up for whatever reason. They can't be bothered to keep speaking two languages, especially when they're in company. They feel for whatever reason it's rude to do so, or it's just too much work. And it's such a shame because you're giving your child a gift, no matter what language it is. It doesn't have to be English, it can be Maltese, it can be Serbo-Croat. Just do it, because, you know, being able to speak more than one language always has advantages. And my second piece of advice would be make sure your children mix with other children who speak the language that you want them to speak, because it's not enough for them to be surrounded by adults. I really think they should have people that they can play with in that language. Very important.
And she had more to say on the subject.
I have some friends who live in the neighbourhood. These are two men who are English-speaking native speakers, and they're married to German women. And they have tried to raise their kids bilingually, and it is a little bit more difficult. For the simple reason, the children spend more time with the mother. And, okay, in our case it was easy because I was the foreigner. I am the foreigner here in Germany. But my kids are with me. They see me a lot more than they see their dad, who's out working all day. So it was easy for them to sort of learn English with me. Now, my two friends, the fathers, don't see their children as often as the children see their mothers. So consequently, the German is a lot stronger there and the English has suffered somewhat. I think it is easier if the mother is the one who is the foreign speaker. I think the child has a better chance of picking up the second language perhaps more easily and more quickly, simply due to the fact that they spend more time with the mother and they are more exposed to that second language than they are maybe if the father is the one who speaks the second language.
We then asked Margaret Bray whether her daughters were happy being bilingual.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, especially with English, it's such a cool language to be able to speak because so much is in English. Certainly here in Germany, we're surrounded by English, you know, on advertising, films, pop music, of course. And just the fact that my kids are able to help their classmates with homework.